Categories: Activities, Education, News. Title: Congratulations to the Winners. March 19, 2025, by Pierre Rossini Jacques. Meet our 2024 to 2025 scholarship recipients.
The Haiti Maritime Foundation, in collaboration with the Dean's Office of the Faculty of Earth Sciences, Environment and Territorial Planning of the Henri Christophe Campus in Lemonade, FSTEAT-CHCL, are pleased to announce the winners of the Haiti Maritime FSTEAT 2024 to 2025. Thesis scholarship awarded to two candidates, one of whom is a woman, for the production of first cycle theses oriented towards the maritime sector. Following an anonymous selection process, the selection committee, composed of a member of the foundation, a member of the faculty, and a representative of Samana in Haiti, awarded the following two candidates for their respective projects: Mr. Kenyel Deus, analysis of illegal fishing practices targeting sea turtles in Lemonade and Caracal Bays, causes, methods of operation, and proposed strategies for the conservation and sustainable management of marine resources. Ms. Judeline Louis, analysis of the challenges of maritime transport in Cap Haitien. The ceremony for the payment of the first installment of the scholarship took place at the Dean's Office of the Faculty in the presence of the Dean Dr. Diopuisson, Florida, and Mr. Claudel Noel, Vice President of the campus. The Haiti Maritime FSTEAT 2024 to 2025. Master's Scholarship is part of the Haiti Maritime Scholarship Program, which aims to provide study and training opportunities in the maritime field to young people in Haiti and thus contribute to the development of a pool of local skills capable of supporting sustainable maritime development in Haiti.
Scholarship recipient 2024 to 2025. Mr. Kenyel Deus.
Indeed, from an epistemological point of view, we are all geographers because, although we are sometimes unaware of it, we evolve within a space, a territory. My name is Kenyel Deus. I am 25 years old. I am very happy to have received this scholarship, and I am eager to participate in this great adventure. I am studying law, but I have decided to focus on urban planning and geography at CHCL. It was there that the introduction to the physical geography course truly captivated me. Throughout my career, I have developed a true passion for this discipline. Indeed, from an epistemological point of view, we are all geographers because, although we are sometimes unaware of it, we evolve within a space, a territory. It is also about shedding light on the natural and human-made phenomena that surround us. In short, these are the principles that motivated me to apply for this grant.
Tell us a little about where your interest in your thesis topic came from.
The reason for my interest lies in my strong desire to obtain this prestigious bachelor's degree. To that end, I discussed with several professors and administrators the possibility of focusing my research on the coastline and the sea. This led to the suggestion that I work on sea turtles. However, I was hesitant, as it is a rather complex field of research. But Ms. Destuinder convinced me not to give up and showed me that it wasn't so complicated with a little research and discussion. Ultimately, I became committed to this topic because there is a lack of research on these species. Therefore, my findings will open new avenues for further research and contribute to the conservation of these endangered species worldwide.
Would you like to talk to us about your professional dream?
I wish to obtain a master's degree in this discipline and become a renowned researcher, capable of contributing to the development of my community.
What challenge in Haiti would you like to help address?
I want to contribute to solving the land use planning problems that Haiti faces, to raise awareness among communities about the risks facing Haiti, and to prevent the impacts of climate change that Haiti will face. Scholarship recipient 2024 to 2025. Ms. Judeline Louis. I wish to contribute to improving the management of ports and the fishing sector, which are two pillars of the country's maritime economy. My name is Judeline Lewis. I have just completed my studies in geography and land use planning at the Henri Christophe campus in Lemonade, class of 2020 to 2024. All that remains is for me to submit my final thesis and defend it to obtain my bachelor's degree. Today, thanks to the grant awarded to me by the Haiti Maritime Foundation, I will begin working on my research topic entitled Analysis of the Challenges of Maritime Transport in Cap Haitien. This will allow me to better understand the issues related to the sector and to identify ways to improve it. Beyond my studies, I am also interested in reading, music, volleyball, and cultural activities. Tell us a little about where your interest in your thesis topic came from. I have always been interested in the sea and the benefits it can offer, both in terms of economy and leisure. I knew I wanted to explore this sector when I had the opportunity to study it more closely through the Geography of the Seas and the Coastline course in my second year of undergraduate studies and the Integrated Coastal Zone Management course in my third year. I became fully aware of the sea's role in economic development, whether in the fishing, transportation, or other sectors. The port of Cap Haïtien is a vital hub for trade and supplies, but it also faces challenges such as aging infrastructure, a lack of modernization, and complex regulations, among others. I also heard numerous accounts of the difficulties faced by small businesses that rely on maritime transport. I therefore decided to focus my research on Analysis of the Challenges of Maritime Transport in Cap Haïtien, because this work could contribute to the development of policies better adapted to the local reality. Would you like to talk to us about your professional dream? I dream of working in the maritime sector and contributing to the development of maritime transport in Cap Haïtien, and perhaps even in Haiti in the future. Receiving this scholarship is the first step towards that goal. What challenge in Haiti would you like to help address? I wish to contribute to improving the management of ports and the fishing sector, two pillars of the country's maritime economy. Difficulties in port and fishing management hinder not only maritime trade, but also the working conditions of fishermen. The fishing sector suffers from a lack of organization and sustainable resource management. Artisanal fishermen face many obstacles such as a lack of suitable equipment, difficulty accessing markets, and the absence of seafood storage facilities. Through my research on analyzing the challenges of maritime transport in Cap Haïtien, I hope to explore solutions for optimize port management by improving infrastructure, facilitating trade, and strengthening regulatory mechanisms. Supporting the fishing sector by facilitating access to equipment, encouraging the development of conservation systems, and promoting sustainable exploitation of marine resources. I remain convinced that a good combination between port management and fishing could strengthen the local economy, improve the living conditions of maritime sector workers, and strengthen Haiti's role in regional trade.
About the Haiti Maritime Foundation. The Haiti Maritime Foundation is a nonprofit organization based in Montreal, Canada, whose mission is to promote sustainable maritime development in Haiti. Its mission is based on three strategic pillars: education, the economy, and the protection of the marine environment in Haiti. Founded in 2022, the foundation established the Haiti Maritime Scholarship Program, which aims to provide Haitians with opportunities to study in the maritime sector. It also held Haiti's first maritime conference in 2023. More information is available at https://haiti-maritime.org/a-propos/.